For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. How are you doing this beautiful Tuesday morning? I pray you're doing great as you start out your week. Some great little reminders. I hope you got up this morning and said, thank you, Jesus, for breath in my lungs. It's a new day. I have new mercies this morning. I've used up my old batch. I get a brand new batch this morning. Can you imagine? Talk about goodness, the goodness of God. No guilt, shame, condemnation, consciousness. Because of the blood of Christ, we're able to say, cleanse me anew. I need a new start. God says, I've got one waiting for you. This is how we live and move and have our being, my friend. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done and continue to do for us. Can you say amen driving to work? Can you say amen as you're pouring that oatmeal? And as many of you tell me, oh, I get my cup of coffee, and you start to listen. Good, good. Say amen and amen. All right. Continuing on this teaching of abiding, that's continuing to change my life, and I'm not kidding. I'm faced with something, and I'll close my eyes, and I'll say, Lord, I'm a branch. You're the vine. Your DNA is inside of me, and it's flowing to me. What would you say, Lord? His wisdom, his thoughts, his actions, his character, his demeanor, the way he would do something. I yield. The Holy Ghost who lives in me starts flowing those answers to me. Goodness, this is abiding. Well, I thought it was interesting that in like something like six verses of John 15, Jesus uses the word abide, I want to say 10 times. Abide, abide. Well, what is abide? Remember, let's remember our definition. To dwell, remain, live in me, the Bible says it out of the Message Bible. It's not doing a little quick one-stop shop and you leave. It's not, oh my gosh, I need help. God, help me. 3 seconds. And then you leave. No, my friend. This is a lifestyle. This is an intentional, I will abide in Christ. Christ abides in me lifestyle. Also, I want you to take note of this. It's a command, not a suggestion, isn't it? It's a command because God knows it's not going to be easy to abide. Oftentimes, we want to do. I'm a doer. I bet you're a doer, too. So much easier to get ourselves involved and flesh involved and just do. I'll rise up and I'll do something about it. I'll do something. We're doers. Jesus says, why don't you be a beer, a being, a human being? Just be. Just be. Just abide. Once you abide, dwell in, remain, live in me, I'll flow my directive to you. Then you won't spin your wheels. Then you won't get off the tracks. You'll do my bidding and it'll work. Jesus said, the only thing I do is what I see my Father doing. Boy, did he abide. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.